Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, I'll read the first 5 verses. Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with you, that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which to think of us as we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, man is a threefold being, body, soul, and spirit. I want to use this order, spirit, mind, and body, for this study. In other words, we will rename the soul with the mind. They're virtually the same. I don't believe it's an injustice, but allow me that latitude to help you understand today. I want to show you 6 ways we can be controlled as humans. Do you want the Holy Spirit to control you, or do you want you to control you? You will fall into one of these 6 things right now, but you're not stuck in any one of these. We have the ability to choose which way we are controlled. Now listen to this very carefully. This is the whole study. The order of the spirit, the mind, and the body determines how we are controlled. In other words, how we prioritize and arrange these 3 parts determines how we are controlled. Let me start. Number 1, the spirit, the mind, and the body. This is a spiritual person by priority. The spirit controls the mind, and the mind controls the body. In other words, the mind tells the body what to do. The body doesn't tell the mind what to do. We are to tell our body when and how much sleep we're going to get. It's not the body's job to decide what we eat. It's not the body's job to decide how much sleep it needs. The appetites of the body are to be controlled by the mind. How sad that we live with our bodies telling us what to do. Not only does the mind tell the body what to do, but it's the Holy Spirit that tells the mind what to think. It's not wrong then to say that the Spirit tells the mind what to do, and the Spirit also, because of that, tells the body what to do. This is the proper order that God has planned for man. So it goes spirit, mind, and body. Number 2, spirit, body, and mind. This is a saved person, but his body or his appetites control his mind. This is a saved person, but is unscheduled, unproductive. I would call it flying by the seat of his britches. Wait to the last minute to do everything. They're inconsistent with their prayer life. They're inconsistent with reading their Bible and going soul winning, sometimes sporadic with church attendance. Oh, they eventually get there, but sometimes not making every service. this person doesn't have a budget because they don't want to tell their body no. They often are in debt, and usually, I don't mean this unkindly, but sometimes they're a little more overweight than they should be because they don't take good care of their health. These are sincere people. They're spiritual in the sense that they're saved, but their mind is in subjection to the body, not to the spirit. So you have spirit, body, and mind. Number three, you have body, spirit, mind. This is a saved person, but their flesh wants to control their spirit. The beat of the music and the tickle of the flesh and the emotions of the service is the center of their religion. This is your contemporary type Christianity. This is your cultured or sociably acceptable type of church. This is your let's be in tune with our community and let's not upset people in our community. We want our body and things to control our spirit and our mind. No, that's not God's order. So the body then becomes the focus of everything. Appearance is everything. How one appears. We put so much attention on the appearance and so little on the spirit. Number four, you then have mind, spirit, and body. This is a dangerous person because they put their mind over the spirit. These are people who want a newer Bible because they think they can have a better Bible. This is a person whose mind determines his religion or spirituality. These are your deep, dry, dusty theologians that want you to see things in the Bible that God did not say. It amazes me how much time is spent by religion on what God did not say, and so little time is spent obeying what God did say. These are the ones who criticize soul winning because not a deep person. People need to come to God as I want them to. They usually rise in educational institutions, and Satan is able to corrupt them in these places. You know that Harvard and Yale used to be Bible colleges. Look what we have today. Number five, you have mind, body, and then spirit. This is a lost person, but he is a person who works hard and is a good person. This person has a body controlled by the mind, but he's lost. Usually, this is a successful person and well-respected, but they're lost. He's critical of Christianity because Christians who put their own bodies above their minds at times. He often will have more character than some spiritual people. He gets to work before most preachers do. He is more scheduled than most churches or preachers. He works harder for money than the preacher does for God. These aren't bad people. They're lost, but they're not right. And lastly, body, mind, and spirit. These are the most dangerous, most wicked of all. They live to satisfy the flesh. Immorality, drugs, drunkenness, entertainment, anything their body wants, they do. Their mind is above the spirit, so they have little to no use for God or the Bible or the church. This is your liberal. This is your vile, wicked, sodomite crowd. These are the people God wants us to have things in the right order. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.